Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A date night turned nightmare. A couple went out to dinner and drinks in Center City, were followed to their home in South Jersey, assaulted, and robbed. KYW's Connor Barkon has more from outside the Ritz-Carlton.
The couple went out to dinner at Park before coming to the Ritz along the Avenue of the Arts for drinks on Sunday night, but they were not alone during the 20-mile drive back to Washington Township.
You just don't realize it when you're driving that you're being followed. Well, guess what? I'm going to have my guard up now.
Frank Manfredi tells our partners at NBC 10 he was pistol-whipped twice right outside of his home after two armed suspects approached him and his fiance.
You know, is this it? Is this where it ends here? And, you know, I'm thinking about my fiance.
Investigators believe the suspects robbed the couple after seeing them patronize at least one of the establishments. Manfredi says he was robbed of his wallet and his Rolex, which is valued at $30,000. Washington Township Police Chief Patrick Gerksick tells NBC 10 they have some strong leads as they search for suspects.
After the robbery, within like 5 minutes, the vehicle's seen leaving Washington Township on 42 northbound.
Washington Township Police believe this was an isolated incident, but they are still asking residents to stay alert. If you have any information about the robbery, investigators want to hear from you. In Center City, Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A morbid discovery at the Muter Museum, where employees found what they believed are mummified skulls of two babies who were murdered in western Pennsylvania a century ago. KYW's Vic Ragapathy spoke to a museum official about the findings.
They found a box labeled two mummified infant heads.
A pretty chilling discovery for Muter Museum staff conducting an audit of its collection back in November. Senior Director of Collections and Research Aaron McCleary says late Montco coroner Halbert Fillinger was identified as the donor, so she and her colleagues went to his file.
There were just enough keywords in those handwritten notes that we were able to do some searching within newspapers.com and pretty quickly figured out what we were in possession of.
Those notes indicated the skulls were from Gallitzin, Cambria County. There, the bodies of five babies born in the 20s and 30s were found in a woman's attic after she died in 1980, and in May, the museum returned these remains to Cambria County officials. McCleary credits her colleagues with doing the right thing after their alarming find.
I really want to commend my coworkers for taking ownership of a problem and immediately working towards a resolution rather than saying, oh, that's weird, and setting it aside for another day.
After all, the box also had what's known as a found number dated 2005, meaning someone else found the box then but let it sit on the shelf until recently. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM. Former Phillies manager Ryan Sandberg has died from cancer. He was 65 years old. Sandberg was a Hall of Fame second baseman for the Chicago Cubs in the 80s and 90s. The Phillies originally drafted Sandberg in 1978 before infamously trading him to the Cubs in what became a lopsided exchange. Sandberg then managed the Phillies for parts of three seasons. He resigned in the middle of the 2015 season as the front office was about to go through changes.
It was a dream opportunity for me to put on a Phillies major league uniform, and that's where it really hits hard today as far as making it a difficult decision.
Phillies owner John Middleton said they're honored Sandberg was part of their organization. In situations of life and death, a blood transfusion can make all the difference. So a new policy in New Jersey allows paramedics to deliver blood on the scene or in an ambulance. Details on this from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Darty.
In just a few months of the program, officials at Virtua Health say more than a dozen lives were saved with timely blood transfusions.
Before this, patients would have to wait until they arrived at a trauma center to receive whole blood.
Virtua Director of Clinical Education Bruce Graham says the results speak for themselves, and doctors at trauma centers have noticed too.
The surgeons felt that these patients would not have live to even make it to the hospital without this blood.
Virtua is the only EMS provider in South Jersey so far to receive a waiver from the state to provide this care. Nationally, only about 2% of EMS squads do so. Graham says the availability of blood is a major barrier to expansion, so he urges everyone to donate blood if they can. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Darty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Excludes Civic Si and Type R.